Jerry Doyle Show.
Last night, Barbara Wawa, with her most fascinating people of 2013, numero uno, A number one, king of the hill, top of the list, none other than Hillary Clinton, asked whether or not she was going to run for president. Hillary Clinton said, "I haven't decided." Really? Really, Hillary? Come on. Talk to Uncle Jerry. Joining us on the program to talk about this and a whole lot more stuff is Anita Findley. She's an author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, which has a lot to do with the treatment of Hillary Clinton when she was in the primaries against Barack Obama in 2008. The book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, spent 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you so much. How are you today?
Another day in paradise, Anita, except I'm here.
But we're having you here, so that's perfectly fine.
But Radio Paradise is having you on the program, so that's all good. It makes up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm a giver. Speaking of being a giver, did Hillary Clinton give the real answer last night, or is she? Here's the way. Can I give you my assessment of Hillary Clinton's run for president in 2016?
Of course.
She's going to announce she's running when she's sure she's not going to lose.
Well, and when would that be? Mid-2015, 2 months
yeah.
before 2016 election day? I mean, you know, that's up for grabs. I think also, you know, I can't even dispute that with you, but what I will say is that it would be idiotic for her to announce this now because everybody is already filtering every single word that comes out of her mouth through a political lens. And
right.
once you declare, then there really is no turning back. And she's gotten very much involved, not only with the Clinton Foundation now that she's a private citizen, but also with an organization called Too Small to Fail, which is working to give children a head start from the, you know, ages of birth to 5 years old, just pointing out how much research there is, that the more words children hear, the more access they have to good nutrition, it just changes their trajectories later on in their abilities to learn and excel in society, whether they're poor, middle class, or wealthy. So I think that, you know, she has a lot that she wants to talk about and contribute to, and the second that she announces, it's deafening. That's all anybody's going to hear. So that's
yeah.
another reason why she's not doing it. And I don't know if you heard the interview or if your listeners heard this when Barbara Walters did interview her, you know, having named her the most fascinating person of 2013. But even Hillary said, she said, we should not be talking about this election now. We have so many economic problems, and there are small businesses who are not getting the credit, they, you know, tax credits and so on that they deserve, and people being pushed off food stamps, and the unemployment rate is still way too high. This is what she's talking about, an economic populism that she has long spoken about, even when she was on the trail, as you know. So,
right.
you know, I think she's absolutely right about that. I mean, you know, who could disagree with her? You know, she doesn't want to talk about this now. It doesn't make sense to.
Well, it seems as if that's all we talk about, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat that's talking about the next election. Paul Ryan says, you know, we got to win some elections. You know, if we can get control of the Senate and ultimately the White House, then, you know, we'll be able to do what we need to do to get spending under control. Well, when they had the White House, the House and the Senate under George Bush until 2006, when the Democrats got the Senate, they didn't keep spending under control because government transfers went from $24 billion to $2.2 trillion in the last 50 years, and more so under Republican presidents than Democrat presidents. So you have all these hacks out there on radio and TV that are talking about how the Republican Party are fiscal conservatives, and they're not. They're spendaholics just like the Democrats are spendaholics. The Republicans just think that they can do a better job of running a big government than the Democrats can do a job of running a big government. So it's always about 2014, and then it's about 2016, and it's always the never-ending political campaign where if we get this, then we'll be able to get around to doing something. I have an idea. Why don't you do something now, and then we'll reward you or penalizing you for what you did or didn't do when you had the chance to do it.
Well, that's exactly true. And I think, you know, we've often pointed out that this just points to the fact that these people live in their own bubble and they're constantly worried about their own trajectory and their own career path, if you will. And they're always focused on the getting of power, never mind their own personal careers. It's the getting of power. And it becomes a search for power for its own sake, rather than worrying about, wait a second, aren't we supposed to be serving the people? Everybody seems to be forgetting that part. Yeah. And the other thing I find, this is the other thing I wanted to mention about Hillary 2016, because everybody assumes now that because the media, the bulk of mainstream media, leans more liberal than certainly than they would conservative, that they're all on Hillary's side. Nothing could be further from the truth, because I maintain they certainly would have pushed for her, the better and more experienced, smarter candidate, in 2008 if that were the case. They wanted somebody they could use. That aside, there was just a report on MSNBC with a woman, a female anchor, and three women. They had a Republican strategist, Democrat strategist, and someone who was a magazine editor in the middle. And what are they talking about? Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton. So first of all, they've already decided who's running. That's number
right.
one.
Right.
Number two, you would have been shocked to see these four women. Well, does Hillary have the votes of women sewn up? And they were saying exactly the opposite and trying to paint Chris Christie as some soft, lovely, you know, that he's so warm and fuzzy and that women are just going to flock to him. They were already planting seeds of negativity around Hillary that she did not earn, that have nothing whatsoever to do with her. And they're also trying to create a catfight between her and Elizabeth Warren that does not exist.
Right. Yeah. Well, you point out, and you put out in your book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, the kind of vitriol that Hillary Clinton went through when she was running in the primary against Obama, not from Republicans, but from fellow Democrats and from what would be considered to be friendly sources like the Washington Post or MSNBC or even CNN.
Or the New York Times. No, they were absolutely despicable, none more so than people like Maureen Dowd. But you had not just columnists, you had serious reporters, and you know, bashing her. But what was also fascinating, since you and I had recently discussed The View, which Barbara Walters, you know, is the lead person on there. Now she's fawning over Hillary. Oh, Hillary, you got to run. I don't know if anybody remembers this. Certainly, I remember it. In 2008, she was all about Obama, and strangely enough, the only person who voted for Hillary in the primary, or confessed to, rather, you know, sheepishly, was Whoopi Goldberg. Of all people.
Right.
And, you know, because she said she's the only one who talked about stopping outsourcing, therefore Hillary had to have her vote. And Barbara Walters was so negative about Hillary, and now she, Peggy Noonan, Ruth Marcus, they're all lining up to do the Fawn Fest. And Barbara Walters was interviewed by Piers Morgan on MSNBC the other night, and she was talking about Obama, saying, well, you know, it was unfortunate because I guess we tried to make him into the Messiah, and that now we're disappointed. You think?
No. Yeah, you think?
Us now, on the ground didn't do that. You did that, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, I think you and I would be in agreement that Hillary Clinton would have been a better president than Barack Obama.
Oh, sure, of course.
Now, what about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton, a better president than Mitt Romney?
Yes.
In your opinion. Did you see the Netflix with the cameras that were there the moment Mitt Romney realized he wasn't going to win the presidential election?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, that's painful.
It is painful. Well, you know, look, I mean, anything, you and I mean, you've run for Congress, so you understand at least.
Thanks for reminding me of that old-fashioned political ass-kicking, Anita. Thank you very much. And the 100 grand I lost. Thank you.
Wait a second. I would compliment you.
Because right. Thank you very much.
It doesn't matter, you know, whether we agree on everything or not. The fact is, it really takes guts. It takes enormous guts to not only put your money where your mouth is, what you give your time to, you love, and to dedicate yourself and to take a risk and to perhaps alienate yourself, as you know, I'm sure you feel you did in the Hollywood community, is
right.
To take a chance and step up for something that you believe in. That takes an enormous amount of courage, and I really respect and applaud that. Whether I applaud that particular candidate, it really doesn't matter. So,
right,
you know, what you did was a great thing, and it's like your heart was in the right place. So
it was. Yeah,
don't
but
take that away from yourself.
You know the old saying, winning isn't everything, but losing is still nothing. Nina Finley's going to stick with us through the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about this report that the vast majority of married moms don't want to work full time. They want to be able to cut back, spend more time with their family, tend to their family needs, and make themselves happier. Is that true? Anita Finley, when we get back, stick with us.
Jerry Doyle Show.